This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health time. Once again, a visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Good Day Health with me, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Ken, who comes to us from his clinic in Florida. It's Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Ken is known around the state, around the country, and around the world as a top cardiologist. He's oftentimes the spokesperson for the American Heart Association. He has wonderful ways of dealing with people and their problems. Guess it depends. If you're not getting along with your wife, Ken's probably not the guy to talk to. But if you've got a problem, your wife's got a problem, and it has to be... I'm going to share a story with you, Ken, as we get started. Over the weekend, I went to a funeral. And the funeral, this woman had been very close family friends for 60 years. I've known her for 60 years. And, or more, actually, than that, 65 years. She was 84. When she was 76, almost 77, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and then dementia, and spent a good part of the last 6 years pretty much as a vegetable. Her body was strong, so she counted the effects of Alzheimer's, and now her husband has the same thing, and he got it later. He's had it for 3 or 4 years now, but watching him slumped over in a wheelchair at the funeral broke my heart. There's a guy that's 86 years old, but he was a big, tall, strong guy, grew up on the farm, that sort of stuff. And then during the course of the aftermath of the funeral where the reception was held, there was a fellow who grew up down the street here that was great friends with his family, and his wife was telling me that this fellow, who was friends with the family, has the same thing and got it about the same time. So I'm just thinking to myself, is there a coincidence here, or is it? Do we see when we look at the stats that people who have known each other, had similar experiences, come from families, that this, is it more likely, or is it just random and this is the luck of the draw? What do you think?
Were all these people genetically related that you're talking about? I guess you're talking about both sides, husband
no.
and wife.
Also. No genetics. No. The husband, wife, and then this good friend and a few others, but there's no genetic connection.
What were the ages? Because, you know, Alzheimer's usually comes on 65 to 74 is typical age.
Yeah. Nita got it when she was late 76, 77, so she had about 7 years before she died. Her husband has, over the last kind of 3 years, the kids were telling me about taking his keys away from him because he'd forget where he was going and get lost when he was driving, and that was in the last couple of years. But he's gone downhill very fast. He can breathe, and but he doesn't really have a sense of what's going on, and he's 86. So it was later than. But, yeah, I saw something. We were talking about a woman in Texas who is lost. She's 59 years old, and she had the initial stages, warning signs of dementia, and so apparently she just walked off, and nobody can find her. And so she is at 59. That seems awfully young, though. You said it was between 59 and 60.
What I'm seeing is 37% of people are 75 to 84. 27% mm-hmm. are age 65 to 74.
Really? And not many after that age? It doesn't happen much after that?
There's people on both sides of that age, and apparently the average life expectancy is 8 to 10 years after diagnosis.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long. Imagine living like that for 8 years. Well, the people who have it don't really know.
It ranges from 3 to 20 years after diagnosis.
Oof. All right, so one of the things that you're following is you do your research for the program every week in the Journal of Alzheimer's. There is a connection, apparently, to Alzheimer's from COVID. Is this something new? Did we ever theorize this might have been the case before?
This is brand new information. People 65 and older who contract COVID-19, Doug, they're nearly 70% more likely overall to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's within a year of their infection. The elderly fare even worse, with the risk of Alzheimer's doubling in COVID patients who are over 85. Had these people you know had COVID?
Yes. But I don't, they had COVID. I mean, they got the dementia came before they had COVID. So it wouldn't be a connection. But what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, is that because people might have COVID, is it connected to the severity of your COVID experience as to whether or not you would be at risk for Alzheimer's?
That's a good question. This study didn't answer that. It was one of the questions at the end of the study yet to be determined.
Well, all this stuff takes your breath away, doesn't it? You mean you can hear me?
It's
a sigh of exasperation.
This is very, very upsetting to hear this and see what's going to be going on in the future. Yes, it's just another reason why you want to try, if you can, to protect yourself from this. And we're going to talk about some ways you can, but this is not good news.
All right, we'll talk about, yes, the preventative steps as COVID continues. I think the president said on 60 Minutes this week that the epidemic is over, but COVID is still with us. I think that that harkens, as we have said on this program, as I have said on the Good Day program over and over and over again, this stuff is never going to go away. The flu will never go away. It's a flu. The cold, never going to go away. So if you're waiting for somebody to declare an end to COVID, you'll have a long wait. I think that's probably the bottom line here. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here to talk about your health, the well-being of all of our listeners, information that Ken gleans from the journals of medicine that he looks at, studies every week when he's doing his own research at his clinic down in Florida. If you want to talk to Ken, by the way, if you'd like to have some time with him, you can call the office, 352-735-1400 is the number, 352-735-1400. Ken, can you do some, excuse me, the whatever it is in my voice, it is continuing to be annoying. It just seems to, I'll have a good, strong, really strong spate, and then the stuff just is there and cracks my voice, and I have to clear it. It's annoying. Annoying as hell. I need to see the doctor, right? Is there a doctor in the house?
Well, we can talk about it after the show.
Yes, we can. All right. Here's a talk about something, a conversation that you probably ought to have with your family about what happens to you after you're gone. Do you have life insurance? Are you able to protect your family? Do you have peace of mind? Do they have peace of mind? Maybe you have high blood pressure, cardiovascular problems, like the stuff we talk about with Ken. Whatever your problem, it's not a problem at Term Provider. They'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that. Get the best possible rate no matter what it is that ails you. So if you're not in perfect health, call 800-230-2777. That's Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped a lot of people, just like you. No matter what the problem may be with your health, the Term Provider folks are there to service you, get you what you need, and most of the time it's less than $200 a month. $1 million in term for less than $200 a month, it's pretty cool. 800-230-2777, that's Term Provider, 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. The question now about COVID and prevention, as Ken has suggested, there are products around. We've advertised for various things like the Navage, which is a nasal irrigator, and it appears that these things do some good, Ken.
Yeah, this is now some hopeful information about COVID, and this comes out of the Ear, Nose, and Throat Journal from this month, and it sounds to me like you might need a good ear, nose, and throat doctor, Doug, the way you're talking today. But are you battling COVID-19 and eager to do anything that will limit you to a mild infection? Well, flushing your sinus cavity twice daily with mild saline solution can significantly reduce a COVID-19 patient's risk of hospitalization and death. So if you have COVID-19, the word from this study is start flushing those sinuses twice a day, and you're going to dramatically lower your risk of going to the hospital or dying.
That would be the optimum here, right? As far as other things, the continuing focus on shots, whether we get shots, I saw something today that indicated that the flu shots this year will be weak. They probably, if you get them now, won't last through February. And whether or not they're mixed with the COVID stuff, I think that was what you and I had talked about before. They mix them all together because it's just another flu. There, and then you see all the ads on TV and listen on the radio.
I'm sure you just confused a lot of people with what you just said. Let me just untangle that, because the flu shot is available, and it's the best choice each year of what one thinks the virus that year is going to be present, and I don't think it's any better or weaker or stronger than it is every year. And it's,
well, that's the question. Is it really that many times you and I have talked about this over the years that the mix didn't affect or didn't, it really didn't apply to whatever the flu was actually, taking place during that year?
All right. You know, it is an old cliche in medicine, Doug, the retro periscope is 2020. You know, it's easy to look back and be smart, but this is done in anticipation by the best minds in the country who deal with viruses, and this is the prediction of which flu most likely it's going to be, and this has to be made in advance. And
sure.
That's how the flu vaccine's done, and it's done the same way this year, it's done every year.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. This week, as we begin most every show and have for the last two and a half years, there's a focus on COVID. And I've asked Ken about the different shots, the regular flu shot. There are a lot of controversy, as there always is, about it. Ken says that it's the best info that they have when they make up these various vaccines. I think there was some, maybe the confusion, you said that I was confusing people. What I've heard, what I've read, what I've seen is that there was some attempt at some point to combine all of these things. That is, the annual flu shot with whatever the needs may be for a COVID-19 treatment as well. Is that not the case now?
Well, the closest that we come to it this season, because this is probably going to become a seasonal issue, an annual affair, is that there's going to be two separate shots. There's going to be the newest so-called bivalent COVID-19 vaccine, which should be out any moment. And that's going to be for people who've already been vaccinated. It'll have part of the original COVID-19 vaccine and part vaccine against Omicron BA4 and BA5. That'll be one shot. And then there's this year's, the current year's flu vaccine. And the point is, if you want, you can get them on the same day in different arms. If you don't, you get them on a different day. And maybe at one point it'll be all in one shot. But this talk about the COVID-19 is going to become an annual shot, I think that's a little premature. Hopefully it won't be needed any more than annually, but right now we don't know how long the immune response will last. We don't know how COVID-19 will change. So it's really hard yet, Doug, to say this is what you're going to have once a year, because COVID-19, although it really has settled down and seems to be going down because everybody, almost everybody, has either natural immunity from being already infected or some vaccination immunity. So it is tamping down, although it's definitely not gone. There's still almost 400 people a day in America dying from COVID-19, maybe a little less than that, but it's still there. And how it eventually evolves is still slightly a mystery.
Okay. So then the question came up on the Good Day weekday program about the ads that now are being run by the two major manufacturers, I think more Pfizer than anybody else, on radio, on television, getting people to go get the shots. We didn't see any of this during COVID itself. Everybody was going to get a shot. Now there seems to be, for whatever the reason, a resistance. People say they don't think they need it. They don't think it's safe. Whatever the reason, this seems to be, because there's so much money involved from Pfizer's point of view, a way to get people to get their shots so they get paid. How do you look at that?
Well, the government and the companies are, and the FDA and the CDC, everybody is trying to educate the American public with their perspective on this new vaccine that is going to be available. What my advice is, talk to your doctor, because, Doug, as I've said in the last several weeks, there's no right answer for everybody. And whether it's indicated for you as an individual, only your doctor knows for sure. And that's why everybody should have a conversation with their physician about whether they should get it, when they should get it. And that's what each one should do, because the answer is different.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I continue on Good Day Health after these words at the bottom of the hour from your local station.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks says Wall Street can forget about a Santa Claus rally this year. In a note to clients, the bank citing the Fed Reserve stance and predicted a late-year stock market rally is unlikely. Leaders across the world are bashing elections taking place in Russian-controlled Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As the war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russia-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine.
Happy Friday, and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Second half hour this week of our Good Day Health visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. Next up, because Ken is a cardiologist, I like to dig out things, and so does Ken, in terms of research as to what's going on with people who have heart disease, cardiovascular problems. So it looks like autoimmune disorders raise your risk of having a problem if you've had a heart attack. So does that mean the heart attack will affect your autoimmune system, Ken?
Well, this comes out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. This, Doug, just some big picture. Autoimmune disease, the immune system is supposed to protect us from bugs and foreign objects. And autoimmune diseases is when the immune system just starts attacking our normal body, thinking it's foreign. Mm-hmm. Some good examples are lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or psoriasis. And in these autoimmune diseases, the immune system always reacts too much when it shouldn't and doesn't act enough when it should. And in people who suffer a heart attack who have these autoimmune diseases, Doug, the news is that these folks who have the heart attacks with autoimmune diseases already present are more likely to die or develop severe heart disease related complications in the aftermath.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a word to the wise. All right. A couple of things here from the mental health pages of these various proceedings at the journals. The timing of when you eat. Wow, this is an interesting. I want to hear this because I eat all over the place. I don't time. I'm eating while I'm on the air in the morning, fruits and yogurt and that sort of thing. And then I don't really have a defined lunch. And I eat dinner later into the day. So this is something that seems to be pretty important, Ken. What's the scoop?
Interesting study out of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug. The time of day, or especially night, that you eat may affect your mental health. So those who eat at odd hours have increased risk of anxiety and depression, according to this study.
Huh. I don't seem anxious or depressed, do I? Anyway, I like being the
center.
That's okay. You can share things. I like to help people out with my own experiences. Here's one experience I've never had, even though you always are on me because of my plans, which have failed so far, to build a cannabis grow on my farm. But this is something, this is one of those things that you would think, I don't advocate, people say, well, why are you doing this? I do it because I need to pay the mortgage off on my farm. I'm not an advocate of using any kind of marijuana, any kind of drugs, cannabis. And there are a lot of people, however, who are using it recreationally, medicinally. The medicinal side of it, I guess I can see, although I hope I never have to go there myself. I hope, Ken, you never do, and I hope our listeners don't have to. But I'll hear from people after having said this who have successfully or have favorably gotten benefits from cannabis because of the pain and things they're going through. But if you're using any kind of cannabis, any kind of marijuana, and you're pregnant, look out below, right?
Absolutely. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, so-called JAMA Pediatric Edition this week. Doug, this new research links prenatal cannabis exposure to social, emotional, and behavioral problems in offspring that may persist into early adolescence to ages 11 to 12. So the upshot of this study is do not smoke a joint if you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I would think that would be almost common sense, wouldn't you think? Maybe
you,
not.
You think a lot of things these days are common sense, but
right.
Prior drug use doesn't always allow one to use good common sense.
So does this, you know, we were talking about the essence of the business of what happens when you're using these things, or are there other ways of affecting a child's health as she or he is in the womb? The business of drinking alcohol, of eating sugary substances, aren't there lots of dangers that we should be aware of or be thinking about that fold into all of this? Be careful if you're pregnant.
There is more and more blossoming new research showing how important it is for mom and dad to live a healthy life if they're thinking about getting pregnant or once they are pregnant, because the more healthy a life you live before and during the pregnancy, the more healthy the child will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go. Within it's true. Two and two still makes four. Unga bunga. All right, so let's talk about, there's something that maybe I should wait till questions for Dr. Ken. There's an interesting thing about alcohol, but there's so much, I do kind of want to tie this for a minute, if I can, to the discussion we had about cannabis and how you abuse yourself. There are a lot of people, they look at the taxes that are being paid by folks who use marijuana. There are taxes on alcohol, but apparently the number of people dying from alcohol-related deaths, alcohol poisoning, what it does to your brain, you know, there are all kinds of things. And so now there are proposals to hike the taxes on alcohol. They've been stagnant for years, but because during the pandemic so many more people used so much more alcohol, and as a result of that, the alcohol-related death numbers have soared in the last couple of years. I don't know. I'm just relaying this to you. I don't expect that you've got too much to say in terms of raising the taxes, but I think it is interesting to note how many people, you know, we've got COVID. You've got death everywhere. And so as we look at these numbers, we have the last month or two, several times, related to the age factor and how now, instead of it going up, the life expectancy numbers going up, they're going down. And most of it is connected to COVID. But who would have thought so many deaths are connected to alcohol use, Ken?
Well, that's, to me, not surprising. But what we know in the COVID era, we've had a lot more mental health issues, anxiety, depression, suicide, and I think the increased alcohol use is just part of what the increased mental health issues are. There's been increased drug use, fentanyl issues, all of this, all of the above. It's just horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. All right, let's continue with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here, giving you now time to think about your health and your well-being as it applies to your waistline, as it applies to your weight, as it applies to how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror every day. Do you like the way your body looks? If your answer is yes, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. But if the answer is no, I'm going to offer you a website and some helpful ideas to get rid of the weight. More importantly, to keep it off. Ken will tell you that's what's more important. You can lose the weight, that's cool. But keeping it off, that's really the challenge. You don't want to go up and down, up and down, up and down. And that's where Calitrin comes in. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. An ongoing choice that you can make to help you lose weight safely and then keep it off. Go to the website, toploss.com. That's the web for Calitrin, explaining the science behind this product, its natural success rate, because it is natural, all kinds of resources that you can use to look at how people are losing weight, what the success quotient is, that sort of thing. The helpful information bolstered by the fact that you can have a counselor that will help you to lose maybe a couple, 3 or 4 pounds a month. I think that's realistic from their point of view. But, again, keeping it off, that's what you need to do. Go to toploss.com right now while you're thinking about it. Use the discount code Doug to save on shipping and to take advantage of this unlimited buy three, get three free deal. It's safe for your entire family, Calitrin. Find out why it is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and keeping the weight off at toploss.com.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees.
I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health program. So, nuts. We hear often how good nuts are for us. Now, there's research that points to walnuts, Ken. What has it come up? What's the research suggest?
Yes, out of the medical journal Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Diseases this week, Doug, we learned that eating walnuts regularly, starting early in life, may lead to better health as people age. People who eat walnuts in young to middle adulthood are likely to be more physically active, eat a higher quality diet, and develop a better heart disease risk profile as they get older. Full disclosure, though, this study from the University of Minnesota was partly funded by the California Walnut
Committee. Of course it was. Okay. Scratch the last 60 seconds. Now, I think it's pretty clear that nuts are good for you. We've been talking about that for years. I have walnut. I have cashews and peanuts, mostly cashews every day, three or four handfuls during the course of the day. I think that's one of the things that's really good for all of us, if you will.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you have to scratch this study entirely. I think there is something to it, but it's important that we know where part of the funding came from.
Yeah, right. Okay. The question, we had a lot of dementia stuff and Alzheimer's conversation today. Gum disease. There's another reason to see your dentist, right?
Absolutely. Very important. The health of the body really does begin as you open your mouth. Out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week, gum disease has far-reaching effects, as you're suggesting, Doug, and it may increase your odds of developing dementia.
All right. Pretty straightforward. Not much conversation about that. It is what it is. Here's something.
You're a good dentist.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you go see your checkup.
Brush and floss.
Brush twice a day, floss at least once a day. See the dentist for a cleaning every 6 months or so. I just saw the dentist last week. Yep, you got to make sure your teeth are clean. The gums, a healthy gum. If you don't have clean teeth and you've got plaque, this is something that we talk about because you're a cardiologist. You are the student of plaque. A lot of times people don't get the connection between the plaque in your mouth and the plaque in your cardiovascular system, but they should, right, Ken?
And also now in the brain. It just increases inflammation, and it just spreads from head to toe.
Right. So plaque is bad no matter what. I think early on a lot of people thought the plaque in your heart was different than the plaque that was in your on your teeth and gums and stuff.
Well, it's not quite the same thing. It is different use of the word plaque, but there's some overlap in common cause of both.
And it comes from fatty foods, does it? It comes from not enough calcium or too much calcium. What causes plaque?
In the heart or in the mouth?
Heart.
Both.
Well, maybe both. We only have about 30 seconds here.
In the heart, it comes from excess inflammation in the circulation.
And, all right. I tell you what.
Excess bad fat.
All right. So I'm going to ask, we have coming up next questions for Dr. Ken. So let's start with that question. All right. As we continue here on this week's Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Don't forget our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com of Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Past the hour now. This is the Good Day Health portion of your day. Health advice, health information, questions for Dr. Ken Kronaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, as someone who's considered a national expert on matters of the heart. That didn't sound quite the way I meant it to be, but it's, you know, okay. Heart meaning your heart and the way it beats and the blood getting through your veins and your system and stuff. So advice on that, probably good from Ken. You can get help, 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken's office to ask Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400. All right, so in talking about plaque as we were, I was advising people make sure they brush their teeth. The gums are important. No plaque on your teeth because it gets into your system. You want to explain the differences. Like I have a little plaque in my carotid arteries. I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity, which amazes you. And so what's the difference? I don't have any plaque in my gums, my teeth. So how are they all connected?
Okay, the plaque in your teeth is very different from the plaque in your circulation. So first in the teeth. It's this white sticky film, Doug, that appears on or between the teeth. And this is formed from the millions of bacteria that live in our mouths. And they feed on the foods we eat, especially sugars, to grow. And things like sugary or starchy foods, bread, sodas, candy, just feed the plaque and it grows. And then you get cavities and very bad. Because all the inflammation, you can lose your teeth, etc. The plaque in the circulation, you know, we have 20,000 miles of circulation. The inner lining of these pipes can develop plaque. And here it's developed when there's some damage to the inner lining called the endothelium of the circulation. And then excess inflammation, excess bad cholesterol, that LDL, forms in these areas. And then you see plaque. Like a snowball going down the hill, these plaques get bigger and bigger, and they begin to obstruct the flow, and you get the hole in the donut smaller and smaller till nothing can flow. And problems occur because there's no circulation.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about childhood, babies, that sort of thing. There appears to be a question about what happens to the life of a woman who's had a tough time early in life as to how she would experience menopause later on in life. What is that connection?
Yes, it's amazing how things early in our life are so important. This comes out of the medical journal Menopause. Doug, hot flashes, sleep disturbances, and symptoms of depression. We know these are all common issues during menopause, yet not every woman we know experiences these symptoms at the same level of severity. The news this week is that psychosocial stressors in childhood or early adulthood, Doug, can make menopause symptoms worse almost two decades later. Such stresses include physical or sexual abuse and even financial instability.
Wow. There you go. There's something. Now, let's stay in childhood mode for a moment. The youngsters whose fathers were exposed to smoke. This doesn't seem to suggest that they smoked. I'm a father who was exposed to smoke. My mother smoked. My father did briefly, but my mother smoked until he killed her. So I was around smoke, looking at the windows and mirrors. You see that yellow, bluish film that's horrible. So what happened to me that will affect my children?
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Good, good. Because this comes out of the European Respiratory Journal this week, and what we learn is that smoking around your child is unhealthy, but it could also harm your future grandchildren.
Wow.
Children are more likely to develop asthma if their father was exposed to secondhand smoke as a child. Fascinating study.
It is. Isn't that amazing? And you wonder about...
It affects the DNA.
Yeah, it gets into your DNA and affects it. So one more reason not to be smoking anything unless it's for some kind of medical benefit. So there, that's the word from Dr. Ken. Check out our podcasts, Dr. Ken's podcast. All of the podcasts for Good Day Health Show are free and available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.